KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Dow futures down nearly 500 points right now as traders weigh the shifting White House policy on tariffs. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Washington.
Just days ago, the markets tumbled when Trump imposed a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico. The president quickly reversing course. Now Trump says he's planning for even more. A 25% tariff on all foreign steel and aluminum will take effect on Wednesday. And vowing to impose what he calls reciprocal tariffs on countries, too.
Canada's next prime minister, Mark Carney, telling supporters at his victory party last night that Canada's main threat right now is the United States. Carney is a former federal banking official who will lead that country's ruling Liberal Party. An oil tanker and a cargo ship have collided off the coast of eastern England. Rescue operations are underway. North Korea fired several ballistic missiles into the sea just as South Korea and the U.S. begin annual military drills. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Some Madison schools will have fewer teachers next year as the district cuts staff. According to the Cap Times, district administrators have told principals how many employees they'll have next school year. A district spokesperson says they're still sorting out exactly where those cuts will be. But the report says East High School will lose 7 employees and O'Keefe Middle School will lose 3. Of course, voters passed that huge referendum in November, but that doesn't change the fact that enrollment is expected to drop next school year, and district leaders say they have to plan accordingly. Administrators will talk about it with the school board at a meeting tonight. Estimates show at least 100,000 federal workers may have been laid off by the new Department of Government Efficiency over the last month or two, and 6,000 of them are believed to be veterans. A recent report showed President Donald Trump and Elon Musk under the new Department of Government Efficiency. Attorneys general across the country are pushing back against many of the new administration's policies. That includes Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. In his latest move, he's joined 20 other attorneys general asking for a temporary restraining order to stop the mass firings and seek reinstatement of federal probationary employees. Melissa Kay has more.
The attorneys general are asking that a federal court order the Trump administration to cease the illegal mass layoffs and to reinstate those who have been fired. AG Call stated, quote, "These workers' rights should be protected and the Trump administration should be required to follow the law," end quote. In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale Federal Reductions in Force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations. When an RIF results in a layoff of 50 or more employees, the agency must generally give a 60-days advance notice to states' governments.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Back-to-back losses for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the first-place Cavaliers 112-100 the night before they lost to the Orlando Magic. As back-to-back losses at home for the Bucks, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the difference in the two teams' trust ball movement was visual. You know, we've had it. We've lost it the last couple of games, and we got to get it back.
The Bucks have the night off before heading to Indianapolis. College basketball, the Badgers draw the 5 seed. They'll play Thursday at the Big Ten tournament after losing at home to Penn State. Greg Gard.
Credit to them. We got to regroup here and dust ourselves off, and this one stings for our seniors and for our fans, and not the performance that we wanted nor desired.
Marquette plays Xavier Thursday in the Big East tournament. The Brewers gave up a pair of triples in the 8th inning, losing to the Royals 5-2 in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s, even lower 70s. And be careful with fire. There will be elevated grassland fire danger today. Tonight, breezy into the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, low to mid 40s. We'll be back in the 60s, even close to 70 later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
This is Chad Spain. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin actor Dan Davies. And then we talk a little fantasy baseball with WGBW's own Peter Van Doren. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wiser.
We know that the Republicans have decided that they don't want to answer to their constituents. They put out official guidance saying do not go home and do town halls. And so right now the Democrats are carrying the load for not only our constituency, but for theirs too, because clearly they don't have the answers for their constituents, which the honest to goodness truth is that they don't answer to their constituents. They only have decided that they're going to answer to Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong starting Monday with a Jasmine Crocker.
That's right.
Okay. What was I going to say? The first question of the morning is who is taking leftover pizza home? We had a giant Jill Sobule party. We were going to be having another Jill Sobule party in hour three. She will be right there.
Oh, yeah.
With her new song, J.D. Vance is a... It is amazing how many words rhyme with... The C word. Anyway, oh, it is...
Can she sing it?
She is a genius. We'll bleep it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
She also has new hits called Bring Richard Nixon Back, Magical. What else am I missing? Let's see. Oh, my Facebook friend. It's about a friend that went MAGA and then lost her government job. I'll think of she anyway. She's prolific and hilarious, and she joins us in hour three today. Okay. However, here's the thing. So I Googled how many pizzas do you order for 30 people? See, I think there's an LA thing, and then there's like, you know, I think the LA is different because I don't, you know, people like Jody Hamilton eat like negative slices, I think.
Okay.
You know, like sure. My friend Trish of
Robin Trish
weighs, you know,
like she weighs the same as a sparrow.
Yes, yes, and particularly an anorexic sparrow. Not even a healthy sparrow.
I was going to even put a label on it. Oh my God.
Anyway, I should have factored in LA because Google says 10 pizzas for. Because I was expecting, but first of all, flake factor in LA is a bit quite different than other places. You two, both of you.
I never said I was coming.
I said I could possibly.
Yeah, you were maybe.
I said I wasn't coming, so I'm not a flake.
That's true.
Okay.
You're a naysayer.
I'm not a naysayer.
You already said nay. Okay, here's my point. Google says... So I ordered... Anyway, so like 30 people showed up.
So you got 30 pizzas?
We only had a flake factor of 5. Right. People. Okay. So I got 25 people. I ordered 10 pizzas. How many pizzas do I have left? If the pizzas are on the train going 4 miles an hour, what time...
8.
No, I have 4. Oh. I had 5 pizzas left.
Oh.
One I was able to... give to my friend neighbor John.
Okay.
And the rest y'all are taking home because that's
well,
just because.
I hope the vegan one you gave to Moby.
Moby was part of the flake factor.
Okay.
Aw. As was Mark Hamill, who RSVP'd yes and then RSVP'd no because he didn't check with the boss, which is his wife. They had stuff going on.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, when the force is with you and then it's not, it's very depressing. But it was still a fantastic party. Oh my God, it was so much fun. Oh, Jill Sobule, she is just a genius, a genius. Yeah. She did some songs from her hit off Broadway show, The Seventh Grade. We're going to have to do a lot of bleeping at this point.
Does she know that we're on terrestrial radio?
Yes.
Okay, good.
She is aware.
Good. Okay.
She is a pro.
Thank God.
I was like, I'll be awake then.
We can send her over to John Fugelsang if she wants to curse.
Listen, if she can survive Rude Pundit as she has every week,
yes,
she'll be fine. Okay, so I'm just saying, I'm going to guess your pizza needs are different. Say you're listening in Chicago, but I'm just saying L.A., 30 people, it's 5 pizzas, not 10.
Well, Chicago pizzas are different.
Yeah, well, that's true. I did the skinny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ozempic is also in high demand down here.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That'd be like a quarter of a piece is fine for me.
Just a bite for me.
And you nibble it and then you
spit it out.
All right. So did I miss anything else? Oh, another plane fell out of the sky.
Yeah. Well, luckily, nobody was killed.
That was, which is kind of a miracle.
Yeah.
But yes, in Pennsylvania, a small plane crash. Everybody survives.
Right.
This is our new normal. And that guy, Elon Musk, the guy, and also that had another exploding rocket. Was that the fourth exploding rocket? Okay, so that guy, we're talking about giving his latest contract, government contract, would be to the FAA. So he'd be in charge of air safety. Yeah.
Luckily, Sean Duffy said, we don't need that.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, though, they've been trying to find ways to find savings to funnel money. Do you know how much I can't hang on.
$11 billion.
It's a lot of math in this opening segment, isn't it? Mm-hmm. As it regards pizza.
We got fractions. We've got pie charts. We've got literal pie charts.
Donald Trump says, yeah, maybe recession. But that's patriotic now, just so you know. Yeah, maybe recession. So what?
Yeah, suck it up, Buttercup.
What do you call it? A little disturbance. A little disturbance.
In the force.
Yeah. He said it takes a little time. He just declined to rule out a recession. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, so he and Elon will be fine. But we're all screwed. But hey. He actually retweeted, somebody wrote a piece, Stop Talking About Egg Prices. We retweeted that because I guess we're supposed to shut up about that now because, something.
Some right-winger said that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said it takes a little time before Americans will see a payoff from his policies. Will any of us be alive at that point? It was in contrast to assurances from his own advisors on Sunday that no recession was in sight. See, this is what he always does. And he's like, yeah, maybe. But it's God bless America. It's patriotic
God
now,
bless the United
ladies
States.
And gentlemen. Yeah. Yeah. That, because that, exactly, because MAGA.
Right.
Because God bless the United States. That's Trump, God bless the United States. Okay. Bella's still learning the little box.
Just takes a minute. There's a lot in here.
There it is.
Okay. He said, and then he downplayed the stock market. Despite, remember, taking credit for that for years and years.
Yeah.
He said, you have to do what's right, even if the markets don't like it. And then he was asked about a recession. He said, I don't hate to predict things like that. He predicts things like that all the time.
Sure.
But there's a period of transition because what we're doing is very big. You know who else did really big things?
Hitler.
Yes. See, finally it's a game you can win.
He did big things.
Because the answer is always Hitler.
He did big things all over that continent.
Yeah, but now it's because...
God bless
the
United States.
Yeah. That's right. That's what we're talking about, America. Now it's a recession is... And how much are eggs? What are eggs?
Now? $15 now.
Ah, in California. $15 a dozen?
No, for 18.
Oh, for 18. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, that's like when somebody gets like a giant sports contract. You're like, oh, sure, Michael Jordan got $350 million, but that's over like, 8 years. You know what I mean? Like they do that kind of math. That's okay.
Still expensive.
Right. That's my point.
Okay.
Point. Even the 18 eggs, I'm going to say that's expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what they need in pizza crust? Eggs. Okay.
They need...
I had to take out a second home loan to buy 10 pizzas, you flaky mother from L.A.
I feel really bad for all these mom-and-pop bakeries that have to use eggs all the time.
Yeah. Okay. It's a lot. Oh, you know what? I had a... can I just say, I love our Jasmine Crockett. It's almost like a daily... It's like a daily vitamin. No, I thought of a good analogy because you know Bonnie and Clyde, my terrorists, terrorist yeah. sleeper cell.
Yeah.
So Bonnie, Mrs. Kisses, as you know her,
okay,
is a little she's a little dog aggressive on the leash. Like if another dog's aggressive, like she's kind of she'll be fine, and then another dog right. she'll be like, kind of like Melania looks at Trump, like that.
Sure. Really?
That's my favorite moment. Let's do. You smile at me like you're Trump. I'll be Melania. This is the inauguration.
All right.
Okay, no, you have to look away.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's the look Bonnie makes. But this is my problem with the blaming Democrats and the circular firing squad and all this discussion we've been having. Because, first of all, we didn't turn out in a big enough numbers, right? Like, Trump and Republicans got the White House, Congress, etc. And now people are like, what are Democrats doing? Well, why didn't you turn out and get them the House and the Senate and the White House? But anyway, this is what happens with Bonnie. So she's on the leash. And so if she can't get to the other dog that she's trying to get to, she attacks Clyde instead. And Clyde has done nothing. And so this is like, he'll just be like, do-do-do-do, like the Flintstones background.
Uh-huh.
Do-do-do-do. We're out on our hike. And she just like, ah! And then he's like, ah! Right? And that's what we're doing. That's what Democrats are doing.
Does Clyde
because we can't reach
that?
The real. Yes, he screams because she's vicious. Like she attacks him because she's frustrated that she can't get to the real people that she's mad at. And that's what that was just my allegory for the Democratic firing squad. It's because we can't get to the real, like Trump and the Republicans are the real cause of the problem. Then we just turn on each other and. That's my point.
We can criticize our message and.
I actually wrote that down. I thought that was fantastic. I mean, if you've experienced it with Bonnie, you'll know what I mean.
Wow.
Okay, I didn't really even listen to anything you just said after that because I could tell it was going to annoy me.
Uh-huh.
I was going to.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Uh-huh. Anyway, all right. This is until Jody Hamilton gets here.
No. Nope,
oh, there you are. Until Jody Hamilton gets here tomorrow. Right?
Uh-huh.
This is Carol Burnett all of us right now?
Yes.
I think so.
It's a nightmare! This is a nightmare!
Okay, so that's what you're wondering every time you wake up and look at your phone. It is, in fact, a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
What's happening? We talked about this Friday. Okay, so he's not just not helping Ukraine. He is actively helping Russia. I mean, by taking away intelligence, as we were saying, so they can't see what school or hospital or whatever a Russian missile is going to hit next.
Right, right.
So and Trump's like, oh, Russia's bombing the hell out of him. Like, yes, because you're, oh, my God, because you're part of their strategy, basically.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, he's not only cutting off their satellite imagery and their intelligence. So here's the one thing I was thinking, because you know I believe in love, despite all evidence.
Really?
I think they could, Trump and his boyfriend.
Love doesn't believe in you.
I believe Trump and Putin belong together someday, and I think they may be together at The Hague because he's actually actively helping him commit war crimes now by, you know, bombing, making sure that Ukraine doesn't have the intelligence to stop attacks on, you name it, schools, hospitals. Oh, can we throw Netanyahu? Maybe all the three of them could be at The Hague together. Netanyahu has cut off all aid and electricity to Gaza, so just curious where the, you know, Genocide Joe protesters are now, the Muslim Trump voters. Okay.
You're dipping your toe back in that pond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a lot of leftover pizza, and I'm in a mood.
Okay.
I mean, is he not aiding and abetting war crimes? Do you know how many Ukrainians just died this weekend because of Trump? Because he is active, and he's like, meanwhile, he's talking about negotiating. He's not asking Putin for anything.
Not at all.
He's just whatever Putin wants.
Right.
He just does it. And okay.
He's also not asking Netanyahu for anything.
No, of course not. And he's going to let him, what did he say before the election? I'm going to let him finish the job.
Yeah,
they have to hurry and get, you know, Trump
exactly.
Gaza, or, yeah, Trump Gaza up in Gaza so they can't. Okay, this is why I'm wearing my I'm sorry about our president in every language t-shirt, because, you know, because this is a nightmare. Isn't it, Carol?
It's a nightmare! This is a nightmare!
No, often does a yell like she does.
Overwrought a little bit.
She is just the right level of rot, in my opinion. We'll ask Jody tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Yeah. It's, it is, you are correct, Carol Burnett, it is a nightmare. Yeah. It is a nightmare, the state of the world. You can make a difference. You can stand with the companies that stand with you, right? Credo Mobile is the nation's only progressive phone company. Every month they donate to progressive nonprofits that we all love and that need our help more than ever now. Planned Parenthood, March for Our Lives, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get everything you need. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. How easy is that? Really easy.
Yep.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go on over to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
It's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working-class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it.
Man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Hell yeah, can we pretend? Cause honestly, reality, it bores me. Let's pretend. Oh, let's make believe. Can we?
Yep, let's do it. Rick Pundit coming up in just a couple of minutes. All right. This is, by the way, it's fine. Everything's fine. USDA eliminates critical food safety committees. In case you were wondering how many different ways Trump may be trying to kill you. What could possibly go wrong? U.S. Department of Agriculture has eliminated two committees that advise it on food safety, raising concerns about government oversight of the food supply.
Yep.
Who needs regulation? The termination of these two important advisory committees is very alarming and should serve as a warning to consumers that food safety will not be a priority at USDA in the foreseeable future, according to Consumer Reports. We're all going to die, part 11 billion.
Yeah.
Let's go to something we can all agree on, and that Bella is a fucking delight.
That's right.
Is that the only thing America agrees on
right now? I think everybody in America agrees on that.
Well, Fred, blue-skied. Steph, Bella is great. She has a beautiful voice. Almost sounds like Jody. She's definitely part of the team and acts like she's been part of the team all of her life. Very confident girl.
Wow, thanks.
What? Can you explain to America, why are you a confident girl? Why?
Well,
because all your other trad wife friends are falling for these douche bros.
Yeah, it took a lot of trauma and going through a lot of bullying to gain my confidence.
Aww.
Yeah, Gen Z. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Because don't you think that's the other part of the equation about why these incel douche bros are like giving advice to the guys her age are taking, because they count on like women, girls' self-esteem going, oh, well, whatever. Really, in 2025, they think, oh, he wants a traditional wife, so I should give up like how many years of, we're not talking to boys anymore. Bella, he's just staring at me.
No, I agree. There's also a lot of misogynistic undertones and other like trends going on. I see so many videos on TikTok of girls being like, with my boyfriend today, time to turn my brain off.
Oh.
It's like, what are you talking about? What? Huh?
There's a lot going on in the culture that you're not aware of, Stephanie, because you're not on the TikTok.
Because I don't leave my house.
Yeah, and you're not on TikTok. You're not on really much social media at all.
But there is something going on. Anybody is buying courses from rapists like the Tate brothers?
Yeah.
Sex traffickers that they think that's what it means to be a man?
Yes.
I mean, it's really... You're right. And you know what? And I think my judgment has been justified not leaving my house because
of that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you as a trad wife.
You think I'd be a little spicy? Be a little kicky? A little stabby, a little bit. Chris, who said, unfortunately, the return of retaliatory tariffs on American whiskey will have far-reaching consequences across Kentucky, home to 95% of the world's bourbon. And we're going to need a lot of bourbon for these next 4 years. This means hardworking Americans, corn farmers, truckers, distillery workers, barrel makers, bartenders, servers, communities, and businesses built around Kentucky bourbon will suffer. Who said that?
Snap, crackle, and pop.
No. John Yarmouth would have been a good guest, but no, our former friend, former congressman and Chuck Lee friend, John Yarmouth. No, that's the head of the Kentucky Distillers Association said that.
Okay. That might as well be John Yarmouth.
Right. He isn't the head of the...
Right. That's the surprise here.
I thought he was the head of the Bourbon Caucus. Who said British Columbia has taken a slightly different approach, pulling liquor exports from the 31 red states that voted for Donald Trump in the 2024 election? Who said that?
Toucan Sam.
I don't know. No, some guy from Canada. Okay. finally, who said, we are in a moment where there is self-preservation, and I don't blame people for that, but we need to remind ourselves that we have the power. The only reason they have the power and are continuing to do what they do is that the people are going silent. Who said that?
Sonny the Cuckoo Bird.
No, that would be our friend Olivia Troy, who was just with us last week. And is a also, like Bella, a delight.
Yes.
All right.
Confident.
Yes. You know who else is a confident?
Who?
Yeah. Delight. Is that Rude Pundit?
Well, okay.
Who joins us next?
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Oh,
I believe that we have to move forward with righteous incivility. This is what we engaged in when we sang We Shall Overcome, and what I engaged in when I stood and indicated that the president didn't have a mandate to cut Medicaid.
Who is Team Al Green? What did he say? Righteous incivility.
That's right.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
You know who almost wrote the book on righteous incivility?
Who?
I mean,
hey,
you know.
Rude.
Yes.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, that's out and let Freddie in.
Rude, good morning.
Good morning.
You are the king of righteous incivility.
Oh, I try to be. I try to be even non-righteous incivility.
Yes.
I don't need any righteousness to be uncivil.
And then, of course, on cue, Lauren Boebert said something racist about Al, but they called it his pimp cane.
Oh, do you want to hear that?
Oh, yes, of course I do, because then Rude Punnett can do a Handy J joke.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
For him to go and shake his pimp cane at President Trump was absolutely abhorrent, and it's showing even with Democrat voters. Mm. When CNN says you were on the 20% side of the 80-20 issue, then you have a problem. Wow. They are truly ruining it for other Democrats in their party who are supportive of eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse.
Wow, wow, wow. She is, and who better to be an arbiter of public behavior than Lauren
Handy J. Boebert. Yeah.
You know, though, she speaks as if she's someone who's well acquainted with being on the receiving end of a pimp cane. I mean, you know, you can't disobey your pimp. I mean,
she was screaming. Not to mention, she was screaming like a howler monkey at a monster truck rally at the last two State of the Unions. Give me an effing break. Oh, my God. Rude, I love the way you said it this weekend. You said, this is what's so embarrassing. If we can't defeat stupid evil, we are truly effed when competent evil comes along. Yeah. That is the only saving grace, is they are just a sea of incompetence and nincompoopery.
Yeah, but they're nincompoops that are being aided and abetted by people that are equally nincompoopish.
Yeah, yeah. We're
getting brutal today.
Oh yeah.
By the way, you speaking of righteous incivility or the opposite, you said the next time some Democrat interviews fascist forehead Charlie Kirk, instead of acting all chummy, they should ask him if he's cool with the Democratic president defunding my school that has a Turning Point USA chapter because they've declared the organization promotes hate and racism. Yeah, you're talking about Gavin Newsom, right?
Yeah. Yeah, your friggin' governor getting out there and having an interview with Charlie Kirk where he's sitting there, you know, figuring out what they can bond over.
Yeah.
The kind of crap that Republicans laugh at Democrats for doing.
And this whole, you know, that he's about trans people in sports, you know, Gavin Newsom, it's interesting. I think it was Dana on Thursday was saying, it really, you have to give them, I guess, I don't know, is it evil credit for making an actual campaign issue out of 10 people in a country of over 300 million people? Like Dana was saying, there are 10 NCAA trans athletes. This affects almost literally nobody in America.
And then they lie about what those trans athletes do. You know, they pretend like they're breaking the women's world record for something. No, they're not. In fact, there was one, the swimmer, Leah, I can't remember her last name, who they kept saying was breaking all the records. She didn't even break the pool record.
Right.
For swimming.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, you know? It's because, you know, it is so disproportionate, and it's laughable that we, if it wasn't so tragic, that we are caught up in this doom loop over it.
By the way, you tweeted the U.S. Centers for Disease Control planning a large study into potential connections between vaccines and autism. You said if only there was some government department devoted to efficiency that could stop this blatant waste of our tax dollars. I mean, it's so ludicrous. There's been a billion studies disproving this. And this is cutting waste, fraud, and abuse is spending millions and millions of taxpayer money on this, right?
Yeah, because of one study that was later withdrawn, that was later shown, that everyone is using as believing it like it's part of the Bible, because that's what it requires. It requires faith instead of actual science.
Yeah. By the way, good point. You said every article about RFK Jr.'s opinion on medical care should say this mother is not a doctor, has no formal training with healthcare research, and he's around with dead animals. Shouldn't that just be a permanent community note?
And he should be like on a date.
Oh yeah, it should be on the Chiron below him every time that he's on the air. Like that should what it be. You know, took a chainsaw to a whale to take its head home. You know, just remind people. Picked up a dead bear cub and drove it around for a while.
Yeah, you know? Well, Chris blames me for not, you know, going falconing with Bobby Kennedy for the downfall of America.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Thanks, Steph.
Yeah, I believe Angela Shelton said, I don't sense you would have been okay with the whale juice on your head, because I don't know, would that be a question you would ask someone you're going to date? Is there any chance at all that dead whale juice is going to drop on my head during this date?
Yeah. I mean, you can't rule it out. Can you imagine that? You're driving along, you know, the Pacific Coast Highway with Bobby Kennedy Jr. And he's like, what is that down there?
What is that? He's
like making you climb down the cliffs with his chainsaw so that he can, you know.
I mean, Cheryl Hines said yes to that. Oh, so.
Yeah, well, you know. All
right. I've curbed my enthusiasm for her. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I see what I did there.
You should have had the theme ready to go right there, and just the camera slowly zooming in on you.
That's funny. It's like the soundtrack of her life now. What is
child in Texas died of? Child in Texas died of measles because it wasn't vaccinated. Bum 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 bum. Just on her face. Yeah.
Yes, it probably, anytime you ask, Bobby, what's that smell? You're right, it's some
whale juice,
dead animal something.
Or bear cub.
Bobby, is there a bear cub or a whale head in our...
I mean, isn't that the kind of thing we associate with serial killers, though? I mean, if you heard about somebody doing that, you'd be like, check the freezer for human body remains. I mean, that's like Dahmer stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, also an unvaccinated adult has died of measles.
Wow. Nice. Mm-hmm.
To my point of my T-shirt that says, I'm sorry about our president in every language, you said the U.S. was the sole U.N. member to state no on a resolution declaring an International Day of Hope. And you just said, God, we just suck so hard right now.
I mean, we do. I mean, although to be fair, I am feeling pretty hopeless.
Well, you also
it really feels like it would have been ironic at this point for the U.S. to say, sure, let's have an International Day of Hope.
Maybe when Obama was president. You said the United States is on the way to becoming a backwater religious zealots with guns and where scientists rightly flee elsewhere. Yes, they are rightly fleeing elsewhere already.
Yeah. I love all the universities in Europe saying, come on over here. We want you to do your research here.
Yeah.
We will let you do your research here. You know what gets me about all this grant, rescinding these grants, is those things are contracts. Like, people base their lives around these things.
Yeah.
They get all, and the waste of money when they rescind the contracts. I don't know why anybody isn't talking about that. All the funds, like if they've spent half the funds to set up a lab and hire people, and then it's full, you've just wasted that money. You've just wasted it.
Yeah. Not to mention, can I just say this Gene Hackman story is just, it's awful on so many levels, but as someone whose mom died of Alzheimer's, I mean, the fact that research for Alzheimer's, you name it, pediatric cancer, on and on, is being cut, but... Oh, my God. So Gene Hackman, in case you hadn't heard the story, so he survived likely a week after his wife died. Yeah. But, you know, but I remember my mom. My mom died at 100, but she had been left alone for a week at 95 with Alzheimer's. I mean, so, and oh, my God, talk about just, what are you, a little too close to home. She died from hantavirus, his wife. Yeah. Remember when we had the ratpocalypse in here and had rats in the house?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, but, yeah, what a heartbreaking story.
Yeah, and the dog. Let's not forget the dog.
No. Well, the dog was in a crate, so it couldn't get food or water for
a Yeah. So thanks for bringing up those horrors this morning.
Oh, God. No, it's just anybody that's had a parent with Alzheimer's. I mean, how terrifying and heartbreaking that week must have been. I mean, that's why we had to move my mom into a nursing home, because she would fall. And if nobody was there, she lived alone. I mean, one time I happened to call from 3,000 miles away. It's the only way we knew that she had fallen, you know? And so anyway, because you brought up medical research, and it's just the fact that all of this medical research is being cut is just beyond heartbreaking.
Well, and also how sad it is that how isolated they were, that nobody would go and, you know, if they didn't hear from them for a week, why wouldn't you go and check after, you know, if you didn't hear from them for a couple of days?
Yeah. I know. You were talking about O'Brien Tyler Cohen said Trump reportedly told Justin Trudeau he does not believe the border between the U.S. and Canada is valid, and he wants to revise it. Trump has also said he wants to bring Canada to its knees by driving them into economic ruin. And you said, is this because Melania had me eyes for Trudeau? It's a dumb reason, but at least it makes a little sense.
Yeah.
I feel like you may be the closest to the right answer. It makes no sense.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's also a case to be made that the ultimate goal is there are so many things we need from Canada, you know, from the raw materials for fiber optics and things, and not to mention oil and other things, that what we're setting things up is for us to just go in, take it over, and take their natural resources.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the bad guys. That's what bad guys.
Yeah, we had to, somebody had to, I forget, of course this won't pass, but some Democrat had to actually have a bill that says the president shouldn't be able to use the military to invade Canada, Panama, and Greenland. And you're going, and that won't pass the House because, right, okay.
Right, well, because, you know, just in case, you know, Canada decides to, I don't know.
Yeah.
What, I mean, you know, the whole thing with Canada is so annoying because, like, I mean, it's like saying you're going to go hunting panda bears, you know? It's like why would you mess with Canada? Why would you try to break things up with Canada and turn them into an enemy? You know, what did they ever do?
Yeah.
And I also love that he's talking about these 250% tariffs if milk production reaches a certain milk exports reach a certain level, and it's like dude, that's what you negotiated. That's what's in the freaking treaty. You got rid of NAFTA so that you could renegotiate your big deal with Canada that included this that you're now saying is a bad deal.
If you'll recall, he says the best trade deal that's ever been made back when he...
Right.
Okay. By the way, this leads to your... You did I'm going to say it's a thought experiment piece. It's really brilliant.
Yeah.
You said next time someone has a Republican in the hot seat for an interview, just for... Oops, sorry. Just for... And giggles. See what they say when you ask them if they'd be okay with a potential Democratic administration doing any of the following by executive order. You just go through the whole, I mean, just a light dusting, right? Threatening to withhold disaster funds from any states that don't secure abortion rights or pass gun control laws. Taking away federal money from any schools that allow a Turning Point USA chapter on campus. Allowing George Soros to decide what federal employees should be fired, including those from departments that regulate his investments. And giving him access to the personal and financial records of every person, organization, and business in the United States. Appointing Rachel Maddow as Secretary of Defense, Mehdi Hasan as Secretary of State, and Joy Reid as head of the FBI. I mean, and you went on and on, but this is what makes our head explode. If any Democrat had done fill in the blank, right?
Right, and it's not just that. We get that regularly with every little thing that they do. Like, you know, Lauren Boebert's career should be over after the Pimp Kane remark, but it won't be.
Yeah.
But it's also, how would you like it if we use this heavy hand against you? And by the way, not for nothing, I some of the things in there are actually stuff I would love to see them do, like, you know, grant amnesty to undocumented migrants who have committed no felony. I would like to, and you know, frankly, Rachel Maddow probably would make a much better defense secretary than Drunky Hexit, you know?
Yeah,
Rapey Hexit.
Speaking of media, I just this, just to prove how petty He really is. You said one of the most fish things I've seen lately is the lawsuit against CBS for the 60 Minutes interview nonsense, which was filed in 2024. Trump's lawyers declared they will call Vice President Harris Kamala throughout the document, and they do. Just degrading the people. I mean, just to be these. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was filed when she was the actual vice president. Meanwhile, throughout, they refer to Trump, who was not president,
as President
at the time
Trump,
that it was filed, as President Trump.
Yeah.
So, you know, just for that, they should have just thrown the whole thing out and threatened to disbar the lawyer. You know, I just want to know when the court are going to enforce some bit of decorum or some bit of, you know, just something to say you can't be a-hole all the time in the courtroom.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, finally on the trans issue, you said you would go with, if you're so worried about locker rooms, why do you support the guy who bragged about walking in on girls' changing rooms during the Miss Teen USA contest? I mean, the hypocrisy is so thick. It's hard to, you know, and they just don't care. They're immune to it, right? Lauren Boebert, with a straight face, can say what she said about behavior during the State of the Union, right? Or
right.
Public behavior.
And you know, now we're moving on to accusing, you know, cis women of being trans because they don't match some sort of preconceived notion of what a woman should look like. It's ridiculous, and it's gonna get even worse. And you know what? If all somebody needed to do to get into a women's room and commit sex crimes was just to put on a dress, I think it would have happened a great deal more than it's ever happened. I don't think it's just a thing. That's what they think is going to happen with trans.
Stupid. Yep. Your piece is fantastic. We link to it. I love the ending. You said, in other words, how the hell would you like a conservative nuts if the federal government decided to up your world for no other reason that the president could do it and no one could stop him? Well, you know, here we are. The leopards are eating all our faces.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And let's, you know, those leopards, they're going to be fat. They're going to be fat leopards. And I'm going to look at all those faceless MAGA people that have lost their jobs, that are paying, you know, $10 for a dozen eggs, and just say, how do you like life without a face?
Yeah. How do you like them eggs? Okay. We'll just replace apples with, okay. Sure. All right, love
can
you.
Can I just say, I just want to make one brief little comment. I went looking for Trump talking about eggs this weekend.
Yeah.
I just was looking at old speeches and everything. You know what's funny? He rarely mentioned eggs. You know what he mentioned all the time, though?
What?
Bacon. Price of bacon. That man was so concerned about bacon. It's like bacon was on his brain. If we want to know what he's thinking about when he's staring into the distance, it's bacon.
Yeah, like most pigs. Okay. Love you. Goodbye.
See ya. Bye.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yay! Well, everybody needs stamps.
Yeah, right? Tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, documents, you name it, packages. It can all be done on your time, not someone else's, right? Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility, and gives you individual liberty. So you can decide when, where to invest your time, right? Maybe stuff that part of the business that only you can do. We haven't discovered a part of the business like that about me, but there must be something I can do here.
You're good at whatever that is.
Yeah, I'm big picture person.
Okay.
Stamps.com handles all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever. Access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Have more flexibility with Stamps.com. You can type in the code Stephanie. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands, and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It has been a tough cold and flu season. If you've been sick lately, hopefully you're feeling better. If you haven't, maybe buy a lottery ticket. Doctor visits and hospitalizations for the flu have hit a 15-year high. And now experts are worried we could have another rough cold and flu season next time. The Food and Drug Administration recently canceled its meeting with the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. Usually at these meetings, a committee of independent experts makes recommendations about which strains of the flu to target the following winter, so mass production of those vaccines can start before flu season begins. But the FDA canceled that meeting. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 33% of Wisconsinites have gotten their flu vaccine. That number's higher here in Dane County. 45% of people got the shot. And for the first time ever, Wisconsin has seen a dip in alcohol-related deaths. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Alcohol consumption remains a significant issue in Wisconsin, with the state health data showing that 1 in every 5 adults has engaged in binge drinking in the past month. The most recent data shows a drop in alcohol-related fatalities from 2022 to 2023, marking the first recorded decrease in years. Before this, alcohol-related deaths had increased annually since the DHS began tracking them in 2014. And since then, at least 27,000 people have died from alcohol-related causes in the state. The biggest year-over-year increase came between 2019 and 2020, when alcohol deaths rose nearly 18%.
There are two kinds of alcohol deaths, acute and chronic. The DHS says acute alcohol deaths, meaning ones that involve drunk driving crashes or alcohol poisoning, outnumber all opioid deaths across the state of Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny, warm, and breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s, even lower 70s. And be careful with fire. There will be elevated grassland fire danger today. Tonight, breezy into the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, low to mid 40s. We'll be back in the 60s, even close to 70 later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history.
This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hard?
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend and also discuss Ukraine, why what's happening there matters here in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love
Sugar River Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Market uncertainty once again. The Dow dropping 500 points at the opening bell as investors weigh the consequences of the Trump tariffs. And as the president admits, the U.S. is in a transition period as the effect of those tariffs takes hold. House Speaker Mike Johnson trying to get a budget passed by Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. He will need every Republican vote because the Democrats are not on board, says ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill.
House Democrats have said that they are going to vote no. They've advised their members to vote no. They say that this government funding package doesn't do anything to protect entitlement programs, specifically Medicaid, which they say is on the hook for serious cuts in this Trump administration and in this new House Republican budget blueprint.
House Republicans can pass this on their own, but they would need at least some Democratic support in the Senate for it to advance. An oil tanker has collided with a cargo ship off the eastern coast of England. Lifeboats and rescue helicopters on the scene. This is ABC News.